I wish it was Saturday night in the park. Would mean another week of this nonsense is over. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You know how those January 6th insurrectionists all got pardoned by Donald Trump within hours of his being sworn in? Well, one of them got arrested this past weekend for threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Of course, these are charges that have yet to be proven. He hasn't pled guilty, so this is all allegedly. Court documents obtained by CBS News said Christopher Moynihan was arrested this past Sunday after saying in text messages that he planned to eliminate Hakeem Jeffries when the top House Democrat spoke at an event in New York City on Monday. He was arraigned yesterday, pleaded not guilty. According to this same court filing, in the text message, Moynihan wrote, "Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in New York City. I cannot allow this terrorist to live." I wonder where he got the idea from that Democrats might all be terrorists. Let's refresh our recollection, shall we?
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump
administration. No, it's not, Caroline Leavitt. Again, we should just start dubbing over, using AI to generate, like, the Trump voice every time one of these sycophantic, knee-bending butt-kissers starts talking. The Democrat Party is nothing but Hamas terrorists. I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Marxist or a socialist or a Hamas terrorist. I'm not an Antifa. Lovely. But of course, the outrage, I tell you, about what all of these Democrats say about Republicans. All right. Now on to the shutdown update. Lest we forget, it is day 23 of the Trump shutdown, and let us never forget who is responsible for it.
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top, and they have to get solved from the top, and the president's the leader, and he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is...
The interesting part there is you've got to get everybody in a room and lead. It sounds like he's talking about negotiating, doesn't it? Like, I'm the greatest negotiator that the world has ever seen. Then why is the Senate majority leader saying, we're not negotiating? Anybody? Anybody take a listen to John Thune, Senator Thune, saying, we're not going to negotiate?
Do you owe it to the American people to at least be negotiating?
Well, I think we have negotiated.
No.
I don't know what there is to negotiate.
I don't know, an ACA subsidy restoration, you ninny? But we are. No, you're not. Is Trump in a room with you, John Thune, and Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem, and Mike Johnson, the adult version of the kid from A Christmas Story? You'll shoot your eye out. Every day, Mike Johnson shoots his eye out, I swear. They're not negotiating. The great negotiator, the world's greatest negotiator ever, isn't negotiating with Democrats over something that is going to overwhelmingly hurt more Trump voters than Democratic voters. And let me be very crystal clear here when I say this. I and everyone else that on the daily is talking about what is going on with ACA subsidies, that these need to be restored so that millions and millions of Americans can have one of the most essential components of basic human dignity, and that is healthcare. That it remains affordable, that we do not see millions going without health insurance. It's not perfect. It's not what it should be. But again, I have never heard a single Republican ever come up with another plan. I don't complain about this. I don't say, yeah, this is a good place for Democrats to draw a line, since in days, people are going to be in extraordinary sticker shock. I don't do that as a Democrat, and I don't do it for Democrats. I do it as much for Republicans who are going to be just as hurt, if not more hurt, than Democrats will. ACA enrollment is 45% Republican, only 35% Democratic. So Democrats aren't just fighting for Democrats, unlike Donald Trump, unlike every single person in his administration who only think that they serve the people that voted for him. Democrats are going to the mat not just for healthcare for Democrats. They're going to the mat. They have drawn this line in the sand for all Americans, regardless of who they happened to vote for. And by the way, I thought that's what we actually wanted in elected leadership. So unless and until I hear an actual plan from someone in the MAGA party about what they're going to do about the 10-15+ million Americans who are going to be priced out of health insurance, we're not actually having any real negotiation, real good faith discussion at all. We just have a bunch of MAGAs screwing the middle class so that they can give welfare to mega corporations and billionaires. And I say, no more. Folks, you got Pete Schwab coming up with Nightlight if you want to ease into your hump day afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow, of course. We got great guests, including an expert on civil-military relations. You're not going to want to miss that. But this does it for me. Remember, I will stand up for you, regardless of your party. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.